Welcome back to Success Made Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This show is presented by Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards. And Gracefully Yours has a special promotion going on an ongoing basis now for those that listen to this show. All you got to do is use the promotion code BOOK3. That's BOOK3. And you'll get 25% off anything on their website. So go in and use that today. It's at gracefully-yours.com. Our special guest today is Anna McCoy. She's an extraordinary woman. You're going to love hearing her interview. She leads the Billion Woman Foundation, and she was mentored at a very, very early age in leadership, and it shows. Anna, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here with you.
And Anna, tell us a little bit about yourself and your career journey leading up to you leading the EBW Foundation.
Well, thank you so much for that. I am a serial entrepreneur and a woman of encouragement in everything that I do. So putting those two things together and working my way through a 30-year journey of starting businesses, being extremely active in community. I have a business called Urban America, which I still have that business, but others run it, which is a real estate investment firm. And through that firm, we raised over $800 million to invest in low and moderate income communities and had the opportunity to be a part of job creation of over 27,000 jobs. And through our course of that journey, we were really committed as African American people to give back to our communities through education, financial education. And so I've always had this passion to be socially conscious and to do good in community. And so as I continue to help to build that company, I also was very, very interested in impacting women and sharing the knowledge base that I have with others. And so that was my journey to empowering a billion. I started an organization called Woman Act Now to bring affordable coaching to women globally, and did that for 7 years. And along with that was my contribution. And so now I lead the Empowering a Billion Women Foundation with my partner and founder, Ingrid Vandervelt, who runs our for-profit side of the business. And last year I went to 14 countries, 32 cities. So we're on the road to empowering a billion.
That is extraordinary. You are definitely gifted with the heart for encouragement and your vision for a billion women. I think it's going to come true based on the passion and drive that you've got, Anna. Along your path, you must have had some fantastic mentors who have taught the teacher, so to speak. Share a few stories about some of your very favorite ones and why they are so important in your life.
Yes, well, let me start. You know, of course, you know, my parents were amazing, you know. They were amazing in so many ways. My mother was 24 and had five children. So she had to have a lot of determination and energy in the world to change. And I think I get a lot of my personal, like the core of who I am from my mom, my giving, my concern for other people, my compassion. And my father was so amazing to me in many ways is because he taught me things that probably not many fathers teach their daughters about how to take care of myself, how to fix things, how to repair my car. So I think starting in my home, and then, of course, my brothers and sisters were my first coaches and teachers. But some that really ring out for me is a woman by the name of Representative Sinfonia Thompson, who is still today, 48 years later, after I meet her, when she was running for her very first seat in the Texas House of Representatives. I met her. She came to campaign at our church, and I said, I need to meet that woman. Mm-hmm. She's going to be my godmother. And I was about 5 or 6 years old at that time. And ended up, my mom took me to meet her. And from that point, we started this just love affair in the sense of her being my mentor. And when I say that, I mean, it's really quite powerful being 6 years old, showing up, standing in front of her and saying, I'm supposed to be in relationship with you, and I promise you, you will not have to spank me or correct me. I will not get on your nerves, but I'm supposed to be here to learn from you. So she stayed in my, she is still in my life today. She lives in Austin. I mean, she serves still in the House of Representatives in Austin. And in addition to that, she just helped me in so many ways to learn so many things about how to deal with people, how to be amongst adults at a very early age and be heard. So I think that was super powerful for me. Another person that was really impactful for me is a man by the name of Al Hollandsworth, who founded a company that celebrated 50 years in business today called Al Delano Corporation. And he's in his 70s now, but still dreaming really, really big. And he taught me some really amazing things about excellence, about being a woman of my word, keeping my word, recreating my agreements, building value systems concerning my personal life, concerning my work environment, how I was going to show up in the workplace and as an entrepreneur, and then also how to develop really strong values in the space of communication. So I think that I've just been so privileged to have so many amazing mentors.
That is tremendous. The stories that you share, I hope that the your mentors get to hear that too, because isn't it nice to have a present day eulogy and to honor people and thank them while they're alive for the difference that they make?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's absolutely incredible to be able to maintain each one of these people I'm talking about. I'm still in relationship. Then the third person that I'd love to just share briefly is a woman by the name of Sharon Ely. I met her. She was my fourth grade teacher. And, you know, we all have that one teacher in life that you just, you fall in love with, and they continue to encourage you along the way. And we are still in relationship. We have a birthday on the exact same day every year. We're 17 years apart. And how life is such a circle of opportunity is now she actually lived in one of my homes, which was previously her home, but through the 2008 crash and all of those things, she suffered some difficult times. And because we were still in relationship, I purchased the home and then rented it back to her, because she made such a profound impact on my life.
Here's to Sharon. And I think you're right. I think every one of us had a elementary school teacher that stood out, and mine was Mrs. Mm-hmm. Perry. And boy, what a difference she made in my life in terms of how I look at the world, and without hopefully too much bias and prejudice and trying to become, sure, you know, one with the culture. What a difference those teachers make. They're the least paid, but they're the most honored.
Yes, absolutely. And we absolutely need them. And so a shout out to all the people who teach us and teach our children and teach us at so many different levels in our lives. I am a teacher by heart and by nature, and the passion that I think we have for people and the lights coming on in every space of their life is so important.
It truly is. I want to ask you, Anna, a philosophical question. Okay. And it comes from my being in the business world for now 40 plus years. I was a part at Procter & Gamble in 1978, so I'm dating myself, getting women in leadership positions. And it wasn't about a program that was supposed to be a movement. It was supposed to be about the change to take place over 40 years ago today. Why in the world are we still trying to create Me Too movements when women are equal in talent and intelligence and maybe more talented than men are in the business world? When are we going to change from making it a movement to the way things are in life, because they are the right way to do things naturally?
Well, I think that's a wonderful question. And I think that when we think about the progress of any people, any gender, any group of people, the progress that we make is it's in waves, so to speak. When I remember being a young girl in the Now Women, the National Organization of Women, they were campaigning, or, you know, picketing would be a better word, at the Astrodome in Houston. And I was with my two grandmothers. Now, I was probably about 8 or 9 years old, and the Now movement was not a movement for African-American women, but it was a movement of Caucasian women. And this is how I know this to be true. When my grandmother saw this happening, they actually covered my eyes, okay? Mm. And they said, don't you look at that. You're not supposed to be a part of that kind of thing. And so when I think about the movements that are happening, and all of these things are opportunities to uncover injustices that are happening against, whether it's male, female, sexual orientation, whatever the issues are, there is a wave of individuals who rise up to bring that awareness and consciousness to the global stage. And when I think about the Me Too movement, I see that very differently from leadership. I see that as a kind of a clarion call to have a better perspective and appreciation for women and gender. Not so much as leadership. And when we're talking about sexual things that happen to women being violated, those kinds of things, that's a message that needed to be told, you know, mm-hmm. And we're 3 or 4 generations from that. I'm a Me Too-er, if you know what that means. And that was in an area, 50 years ago, where in our communities, no one ever talked about that. And these were some injustices by your own family. And so I think as we start to move into these waves of consciousness or awareness, I think we're now moving into, I wrote a book, by the way, in 2009, that's called Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream. I believe I was a bit ahead of my time.
Yes.
But I think this book is now much more relevant because we're coming into that place of confluence where male and female can coexist and have some cohesive unity amongst each other. But unfortunately, the sound must be heard in when injustice is heard even louder.
Yeah, that's right. Confluence is a great word. And you're right. There is a time and a place when the sound must become activated, acted upon.
Yes.
And yeah. not just a part of some conversation. I think that's the issue, is the inaction that takes place. And I don't want this to be just another movement. I think this is,
yes.
It's 2019. I mean, good grief. Yeah. What are we doing?
Well, when we think about it now, today in 2019, the impact of that has happened. This is what's so awesome about it. That Me Too experience, maybe over a 12-month period, has shifted things so drastically that, I mean, I hear it just in conversation with people, you know, when men, they don't know what to do. It's like, well, I'm just giving you a compliment now. Can I give you a compliment? So what that says to me is that there is a consciousness that's been released through
right.
that movement. We called it a movement, but it really was a clarion call to men of the world that things have to change. And I believe it brought a level of consciousness to just the gender of being male and what women experience. Not that all are doing it, but I think collectively it may have brought a greater consciousness amongst men to hold each other accountable, as opposed to women trying to hold those spaces. And so, but I think we're moving into a whole nother space when we talk about empowering 1 billion women. It is not a female movement. 30 to 35% of the people who are participating are men. We call them our man ambassadors because we do not see separation as an answer. We see confluence as the solution. I believe that we all carry gifts, skills, and abilities that are necessary to move the world forward and bring it into a space of even more good.
Well said. Anna, tell our listeners where they can find out more about your organization and start contributing today.
Sure. Thank you so much. They can visit ebwfoundation.org. You can become a donor, a partner, a volunteer. And there are plenty of other spaces. If you're a person that's listening to this and you feel like you're called to empower women, empower nations, then just send me an email at anna@ebw2020.com.
Beautiful. Thank you, Anna. We really appreciate you being on CEO in 10 today, and you're welcome back anytime to keep us posted on the progress of this paradigm shift that we are going through finally in 2019.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
The paradigm shift of the paradigm shift. So thank you so much for having me. Anytime, I'm available, and thanks so much for sharing my message.
So we really appreciate all of you listening to Success Made Last. We hope that you enjoyed our program today with Anna McCoy. Make sure and visit our website at successmadetolast.com and opt in for our weekly newsletter. You'll enjoy that extra wit and wisdom from Tim Moore and me. And again, thank you to our sponsor, Graceful Years Greeting Cards, for their ongoing support. Make sure and take advantage of their special 25% off success promotion called Book 3, B-O-O-K-3. Thanks again for joining us. As we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week. Graceful Years is America's favorite encouragement greeting card company. When you need encouragement, prayers, thank you, and oh yeah, to celebrate events like birthdays and anniversaries, this is the greatest greeting card company around. You can get it all at gracefully-yours.com today. And you know, while you spend $3 to $4 per individual card that you may buy at a Walmart, a Walgreens, a CVS, a Cost Plus World Market, and maybe even buying cards for $1 or $1.50 at dollar stores, Graceful Years cards can be purchased in their artsy collection of 12 cards. This is their box cards. That'll cost you less than 75 cents per card. And top it off with, those are delivered to your home, your office, your church, your company, wherever, with free shipping. You just can't beat the quality, the value. There are 50-some-odd wonderful fine artists that are all a part of the Gracefully Yours collection. So support Gracefully Yours today. Go to gracefully-yours.com today and support that company. And if you want to get your cards at an extra discount through Success Made to Last, you can put in the promotion code BOOK3 today. That's B-O-O-K-3 and get 25% off your total purchase.